concluding a series. I thought I'd be done last week. We added one more message to the series called Unconditional Love. Say that with me. Unconditional Love. Now, this has been a pretty deep subject. Okay? I mean, the unconditional love of God. We started out with the first message. It's what?
Great! God's love for us is what? It's great!
I mean, we had zero, listen to me, we had zero, zero, as much as we don't like it, we can't take any credit for God loving us. Amen? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. It was His gift, it was His idea, it was His plan, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There's nothing you can do to earn God's love. God gave His Son for you because He loves you, and He did it how? Unconditionally. No conditions. But yeah, but you're supposed to do this, and you're supposed to give this, and you're supposed to be a member of this church and that church. None of that, you'll find any of that in the Bible. You're listening to me. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be what? Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart God raised Jesus from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. So it's belief, it's faith. God unconditionally loves you. He gave His Son for you. Okay? That is Christianity. That is being a Christian, is putting your faith in Jesus Christ. Amen? That's what being a Christian is. Flat out. Okay? So God unconditionally loves you. He loves me. He gave His Son. And He says, believe it or not. Okay? He'd prefer you believing it. Amen? He's not willing, the Bible says, that any should what? Perish. But then all come to repentance. That's God's plan, God's will. Some of you have been taught different things. I really don't care what you've been taught. God loves every one of you. You hearing me today? He cares for you. He's not willing that anybody go to hell. I'll never believe that. I just don't, guys. You're here today. What hinders you from believing in Jesus Christ? What hinders you from putting your faith in Christ today? He loves you unconditionally. We talked about that, remember? Second message was believing is receiving. Say that with me. Believing is receiving. Okay? His love for you is unconditional. But you have to believe it. That's not on Him. Well, I don't love you if you didn't. No, He loves you. He gave His Son for you. But you must believe. You must, He told Nicodemus, you must be what? You must be born again. Okay? There's no option. Okay? Faith. Without faith, it's impossible to what? Please God. You must believe, and believing is receiving God's love. God's love for you is unconditional, but you must believe it. Now listen to me. Sometimes, you know, we get all screwed up. Okay? If you don't want to believe in God, listen to me. God's not sitting up in heaven wringing His hands or feeling bad. He's not up there going, oh, what did I do? What did I do? Why don't they believe in me? No, He's not doing that at all. It's your choice. You hear me? You'll never blame that on God. You'll never say that. You'll never be able to stand before Him and say, you didn't love me. You didn't care for me. See, it's back on you. But we play the guilt trip with other people. But listen to me. And it gets played on us, this guilt trip thing, with people. Sometimes people treat us badly, and then if we don't respond just the way they want us to respond afterwards, it's somehow, well, you don't love me. Well, no, you didn't receive me. You rejected me. You reject my love. And now you're trying to make me feel guilty because you reject me. Are you kidding me here? Yes or no? Say. And that's God. God is not feeling guilty because you reject Him. Did y'all understand that or not? He's not feeling guilty because you reject Him. He wants you to receive Him, though. See, God's plan is for you to be reconciled to Him. He created you special. As much as you love dogs and I love dogs, you're better than a dog. Can you say I'm better than a dog? Come on. I'm better than a... Yes, you are. You're His special creation. You were made in God's image, in God's likeness. And man sinned. And God wanted that relationship back with us, and He cares for us. But He's a holy God. He's a just God. But He made the way. Jesus said, I am the
way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. Verses like that start to make sense then. God gave His Son so we could be saved. God unconditionally loves us, but believing is what? Receiving, and receiving is believing. Have you received Christ? Have you said, yes, I believe in you, Jesus, and nobody else? It's not about me believing in church or me this or that. Or what about other religions? They're wrong. Sorry. So the Bible teaches. Well, how can that be? Hey, God gave His Son. You be the salt and light you're supposed to be and that I'm supposed to be. And we'll leave all that up to Him. Amen? But receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in the Lord and you shall be saved. So we talked about that. Now, last week, we're getting somewhere. Hang in here with me. Last week, we talked about knowing the love of Christ. You cannot have the fullness of God in your life, and you're not going to get it from some TV preacher or sending money for it. Okay? You're not going to get the fullness of God in your life unless you comprehend the love of God. When you comprehend the love of God, you're going to step into a fullness that you never experienced before in your life. Roger and I were sitting down here talking about it. Roger grew up in a preacher's home. Okay? But it was only when he came here. He told me out of his own mouth just a little bit ago. It was only when I came here 10 years ago, that I actually experienced the love of God in my life. Okay? So the Bible says to know the love of Christ, and we're going to see some verses now. Let's go right there. We talked about this last week. The breadth, the height, the length, the depth. Remember last week? Powerful word last week from the Word of God. Let's look at it. Here we go. We're moving forward now. Unconditional love. Today we want to talk about embracing and experiencing God's love. Say that with me. Embracing and experiencing God's love. We want to talk about embracing what we've been talking about. Experiencing the love of God in my life. Knowing the fullness. To know Christ. To know His love. To have a full understanding or a greater understanding or a comprehension of the love of God for me. It'll change how you think. About yourself, about your world. It's crazy to get a handle on the love of God. Let's talk about it. We're moving forward. Scriptures, last week. That Christ might dwell in your hearts by what? Faith. That you being what? Rooted and grounded in what? Love. That is the call of the Christian. That is what God's will for your life is, for you to be rooted and grounded in His love. Oh, man. Get your feet down in there. Are you listening to me? Say or not. Say. Wow, I'm getting deeper there. It's not just about a knowledge. I got a knowledge of God and a deep knowledge. No, you need to get grounded in His love. Y'all hearing me? Okay? Get it down. That you, if when you're rooted and grounded in love, that you may be able to what? Comprehend with all saints. Wow! What is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height? We looked at that last week. The word breadth. The word has the idea to speaking of a vastness of knowledge. God wants you to have a wide range of knowledge of His love for you. Y'all hear me or not? He wants, well, see, a lot of times when something goes wrong in our life, well, how could God let that happen? He doesn't love me. We live like yo-yos. We are up, down, up, down, up, down, up. You live on planet Earth where mess happens. You don't have to be a yo-yo. But you're going to need to comprehend and have a wider range. You're going to have to open up your knowledge on God's love for you. Amen? And when you do that, how do you do that? How do you do that? Well, you start comprehending. You start thinking, talking about some things we've been talking about. But watch it. You look at the length of God's love. Nazareth to Bethlehem is about a 3-hour bus ride. If you read your scriptures, that's where Joseph came with Mary. But if you know the story, no, it's longer than that. It's from heaven to earth. Amen? That's the length of God's love from heaven to earth for you. But wait a minute. The depth of God's love. Jesus Christ died on the cross, and I don't understand a lot of this stuff,
But somehow He not only became sin for me, who knew no sin, the Bible says, that we could be made the righteousness of God in Christ, but He took my hell. The Bible says He descended into the lower parts and took my hell, took my punishment on Him. He cried, my God, why have You forsaken me? And God didn't answer back. He let Him for you, for me. That's a law. That's a, some serious deep love that God has. Are y'all, you trying to comprehend that, yes or no? See? God wants us to comprehend this. And then the height. So, from heaven to earth, from earth to hell, and from hell to heaven. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of God the Father, and He ever lives now to make intercession for you and me. Is that what the Bible says? Flat out, that's what it says. Okay? He lives to hear my prayer. He lives to hear your prayer. He lives to hear your prayer into my prayer. That's incredible. So we talked about that. Now, that was a great talk, wasn't it? Great, preacher. Yeah, good. How about we do something about it now? Y'all ready? Let's embrace what we've been talking about. Let's experience the love of God. Amen? And quit making excuses. Yeah, well, I grew up this way. Well, you know, I just don't get along with people, and I just don't know how to reach out, and you know, and you know, I've just always doubted, and I don't, you know, when are you going to be a transformed person, a new creature in Christ Jesus? The one thing that can transform your life is knowing the love of God, being rooted and grounded in His love, comprehending His love, having the fullness of God in your life because you know you're loved. All hell comes against you. And you say, well, I'll tell you one thing. I know He loves me. You understand what I'm saying? Others walk away. But He doesn't. You hearing me? Yes or no? Okay, I'm trying to talk to you. Y'all live over here? Say, good. Are we all right back in the back? Okay, here we go. Let's talk about it. We're going to learn today. Here it is. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the what? Fullness of God. You'll never be filled with the fullness of God. I don't care what charismatic church you go to, it does not matter. If you, listen, do not get a handle on the love of God, you'll never have the fullness of God. You just never will. Okay? You're going to always be coming up short. You're always going to be lacking faith. You're always going to be hobby horsing it to the next good thing. Okay? Listen. This is huge, man. You might say, I can't. You can understand. Now, unto Him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Even if you've been hurt, and we have been hurt, you can be changed. You hear me? You can have new life. I'm just telling you. Guys, I'm telling you. I'm talking to you today from experience. I'm not talking to you just from the Bible today. I personally have been needing to experience. Hello? Okay, listen to me now. I personally have been needing to experience and embrace the love of God in my own life. Even as a pastor of 30 years. Because I was hurt. Because I felt deep pain. You know? But even in my hurt and my deep pain, listen to me, some small voice that was inside of me kept pushing me. And the thing that was consistent was love. Love. And if you don't have those kinds of things, people kill themselves. If you don't have that kind of thing, you can be bitter, whine till you die. You listening or not? Or you can step into something totally new and fantastic. And now it's a journey, and I'm not saying it ain't scary along the way. It is, but that's what God likes. He likes us following Him by faith. Especially when we're stepping out and walking in love. I don't know if I lost you. That's sort of a deep thought I've been sharing there. Y'all listening? Okay, so I'm not trying to tell you something that I haven't been trying to do and embrace and experience myself. So that's where this is all coming from. Amen? And I've been growing here with you. So, I'm just going to tell you right now, stop making excuses. You can experience and know the love of God. It can change your life. And you can be an incredible person for God. And you might not think you're worth a dime or much, but Jesus working inside of you, the hope of glory, that's some good stuff. Amen? And you've got to really, really press and say, I want to embrace the love of God, and I want to experience the love of God. Unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout ages, world without end. This is going to glorify God as you experience and embrace His love. And you're going to see it's going to flow out of you to somebody else, and Jesus Christ is going to get the glory. It's going to be incredible. And you being able to lift your head again and not worry every night if you're going to hell or not. You understand? Or if I'm measuring up, or if I'm good enough. Let's go with the message, a simple message today. How can I embrace and experience God's love? Well, it's still Christmas time. So here we go. Let's learn from some wise men. Say wise men. One more time. Let's learn from some wise men. Now, I know it's different, and the wise men, I know what they were doing was different, but can we at least hang our message on their hat? Hang our hat on what they did. Let's just see if we can't learn something. If you'll be open to it, I believe you can learn something from some wise men. Matthew 2. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. And they didn't get there on a plane. It took a while. All right? Saying, where is he this born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. That this news had gone abroad now, baby. This thing was uh-oh. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes and the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet. This is Micah, verse 6. And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art now thou the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall what? Rule my people Israel. So Herod didn't like that. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, he inquired of them diligently what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young what? Child. That's important. And when you found him, bring me word again that I might come and what? Lying like a dog, ain't he? Yeah. If you read a little bit later, we know all the infants up to age what? Were killed. So a lot of people assume, because of time and distance and etc. and getting together, whatever all happened, that Jesus is not in the manger. He's not the little child, perhaps. He could be a toddler. He could be a year, year and a half, 2 years. Have you heard that before out of this passage? Yes or no? Okay. All right. It's fine either way. Keep looking. So how can I embrace and experience God's love? So the wise men, they were on a journey to find the Christ child. And I'd like to challenge you to get on the journey to embrace and experience God's love. Amen? So let's see what we can learn. Just four things I saw in this story. The wise men, first of all, say it with me, they did what? And get a little bit louder. Guys, help me here. I'm struggling up here. The wise men what? There you go. They opened their eyes. Look at the scripture, verse 9. And when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. So, they opened their eyes and they saw a star. Is that correct? We're talking about embracing and experiencing God's love. I'm just trying to hang it on these guys because it's around Christmas. This might help you. Number one, how can I embrace and experience God's love? Say that with me. I must open my eyes to God's love for me. I can't open your eyes for you. All right?
If you want to keep saying, God doesn't love me, I mean, I can't hold your hand, everybody, and take you down and see a sunset down at the Gulf tonight. Or take you by the water. Or lift your head up and look in the sky and see the birds. Or see the beautiful stars at night. Or wonder, why does that tide only come so far and then it'll go back and it don't wash us all away? How is it the earth is rotating but we're not flying off into space? It's because God loves me. You understand? Do you understand that? Open your eyes to God's love. Okay? Open your eyes to God. If you want to embrace God's love, say that with me. I have what? Got to see it. I've got to see it. You can't just keep, I don't know, being so spiritual and yet not getting it, guys. Come on. Sometimes that pain you've been through, you're in the perfect position right now to see God's love. He's not left you. He loves you. He cares for you. He gave His Son for you. But you've got to open your eyes up and see that. Have I lost you at all this morning? I mean, this isn't a deep message. I've got to open my eyes and see it. I've got to be willing to do that. Okay? I've got to quit playing the blame game. I've got to see that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I need to open my eyes in the Word of God. I need to read Scripture and hide God's Word in my heart. He'll touch my life. It'll start to come alive to you. Wow! This is incredible. You understand? So number one, simple. I've got to see it. Number two, back to our story. The wise men opened their what? Emotions. When they saw the star, they what? Rejoiced with exceeding what? Great joy. What can I learn from that about embracing and experiencing God's love? Here it is. I must open myself emotionally to God's love. All right? If you're just like this, preacher, you're not getting to me, then I probably am not going to get through to you. If you want to keep being the hard-hearted person that you've been your whole life, then have at it. Or just stoical. I don't like that church. He's too loud. He gets too excited. Why shouldn't I get excited about the love of God? Say, come on. Kidding me? God loves me. Gave His Son for me. The whole world stops. Celebrates His birth. Heritage is a heritage of trumps. In Jesus' name. You know what I'm saying? What a difference. Huh? That excites me. Okay? I try to encourage many of you going through pain in your life. I tell you, all things can work together for good to them who love what? Who love who? All things work together for good to them who love who? Who love who? The crap you're going through, excuse me. If you love God, it can radically change your world. And you'll be a trophy for Him, man. Of His grace, His mercy. You got to open yourself up emotionally. Get excited about God loving you. Get excited about the sunset. Get excited about so many things in your world. Amen? Be thankful. Somebody blesses us, yeah, but you know, they could have done it yesterday. We're like that, aren't we? We're negative people. We are negative people. Amen. Yeah, we ought to be grateful. You're right, right there. We ought to be grateful we live in this great country we have right here. Okay? Just who you didn't want to get elected got elected or whatever. That didn't change America. And God's blessings on us. We are a blessed country, guys. How many have some kind of health care in this room? Can I see your hand? Got some kind of health care? Amen. Amen. Got some money that comes into you every week somehow, 2 weeks, you got some paycheck. Can I see your hand? Raise your hand. You're eating, say. Got some clothes. Get excited about God's love, His care for you. Are y'all hearing me today? I know I'm beating this thing hard.
I want you to embrace God's love. Did you know loving people are much more attractive? Did you know secure people are much more attractive?
I've been trying to find me a man, and I can't find me no man.
Hey, maybe if you just start, listen to me, excuse me. Maybe, I'm sorry. Maybe you find you some security in the love of God. Okay, and fellas the same way. Hitting the bars and this kind. Are you crazy? Listen to me. You become the man of God, the woman of God, and I'm telling you, you get excited about God's love. And I just got to believe good things are going to happen for you. Call me a nut. Amen? All right. I know I'm getting off here a little bit. So number one, I've got to see it. Number two, I've got to what? You want to embrace and experience God's love. Did the wise men feel it? Oh, yeah. They were like, wow! But we talk about God's love and we go, oh, well. Whatever. He ain't done much for me lately. How many just had a cup of rice to eat in the last week? That's all you had in the last week is a cup of rice. That's all the money you had was to buy a cup of rice. Nobody in this room. We're blessed, aren't we, people? Say, I'm loved. How did that happen? God's love. Every good gift and perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights, in whom is no variables, neither shadow of turning. Any good thing you ever have, God gave it to you. Open your eyes to it. Start praising Him. Start getting emotional about that stuff. Look at this! I get excited about junk by the road. That's a true story. That's true, baby. Okay? I get excited every time I go out to eat. You hearing me? Come on! Number three, the wise men opened their what? Their heart. So they opened their eyes. I've got to see it. I've got to feed it. Look at this. And when they were come to the house... That's another reason they think Jesus would have been a little older. When he came to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and what? Worshipped him. How can I embrace and experience God's love, this unconditional love, Pastor? Number three, I must open my heart for the touch of God's love on my life. I've got to be willing. I've got to be vulnerable. And I've got to want God, you to touch me. Please touch me. Touch my heart. Touch my life, God. I want to know the love of God. I want that in me. You understand? Opening up your heart. And you know what? Pop it up, Raj. I've got to pursue it. Hey, I know God loves me because He gave His Son for me. It's in the book. I know God loves me because I woke up today and I got breath. Amen. I know God loves me because a star didn't hit my house last night. Amen. You understand? I know God loves me. But for me to embrace and experience God's love, it's got to be more than me just knowing that. It's got to be me connecting with that. I've got to enter into that. It's a two-way street now. It's me moving toward Him. It's me wanting to pursue Him now. It's me wanting to have a relationship with, you know. You ever had a relationship and it's just one-sided? That's all it was just one-sided. Maybe you were giving, the other person wasn't giving anything. Or maybe it was somebody that was just giving towards you, and you just didn't want to have anything to do with them, and it just never went anywhere. You understand? Well, see, that's not going to fly. If you really want to embrace and experience the love of God, it's got to be a two-way street, guys. You understand? You're pursuing that. You're wanting to get in the Word of God. You're wanting to have a time of prayer. Today we prayed, seven of us in a truck. Who prayed with me in the truck today? Raise your hand if you're in the building. One, two, three, four, five of us in that truck. The others were in the early service. Did we have a good time, guys? Did heaven come down in the truck? Did we feel loved when we left the truck? Say, guys, yes or no? That was awesome, wasn't it? Well, we had to get up to make that happen, didn't we, fellas? Say. You got to pursue it. That Bible time, that prayer time. Caring for people. Loving. Reaching out. You understand? Pursue God. Open yourself up. Open your heart up for the touch of God in your life. be willing to have Him change you. Step out on faith. I'm not talking about necessarily crazy stuff, but just be willing to be different. Okay, realize your own hardness or your own, man, my own personality. Am I getting a little crazy on you today? Good. Great. Somebody's understanding it, where I'm coming from. Probably you and me, the only two crazy people in the building. Here we go. The last thing is this. So you've got to open your eyes. You've got to open your emotions. You've got to open your heart. The wise men, the last thing they did in this story, they opened their what? And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto Him what? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We're almost done with the message. Hang in here. Frankincense and myrrh. They were very rare and valuable. But keep looking. They were often used for incense and embalming. These are things that maybe you know, but maybe you missed this part. I just wrote this because I see it in the Scriptures. Frankincense and myrrh often accompanied someone reaching out and caring for others in a time of great need. They presented something to a family that needed something. How can I learn from that? Gold. We often see like a little small chest in the Christmas plays. Let's just take for granted that it was a little small chest of gold that they gave. A little 8x8 chest would hold about 50 pounds of gold. Now, it wasn't worth what it is today. Quite frankly, silver was worth more in those days than gold, but just let's bring it current. A small chest of gold, today's value would be well over $1 million. So the question is then in my mind, why did the wise men present those gifts to Joseph and Mary and Joseph and Mary and baby Jesus, or the young child Jesus? Why the gifts? Here it is. So Joseph, Mary, and Jesus would be well taken care of. I believe it. I believe that's why they were given. God was taking care of this family, and He was using love. Was flowing through other people to this family. Why do you say that, Clark? Well, when the wise men departed, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Joseph, take the young child and his mother and go to Egypt. And be there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and he departed into Egypt, and they were there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. The frankincense, the myrrh, the gold allowed it to be possible for Joseph and Mary to be in Egypt, to be well taken care of. Y'all understand that? What's that got to do with me and love? Preacher, you lost me. Well, good. Here we go. Number four. I must open my hands so God's love can flow through me. Did you hear me? I must open my hands so God's love can flow through me. If I'm going to experience and embrace the love of God, I've got to be willing to let that happen. Amen? God's love isn't just for me to hoard up. We're His body here on this planet now. We're the church of God. We're called to reach out to people. You understand that? Say, let that love of God flow through you. Why do I need to be on this quest, Pastor? Well, it could absolutely, radically change your life. You're going to be better for it. You're going to be a better person. Others are going to be more attracted to you. Why let it stop there? Exactly. Share it. Share it. Share it. Amen? My goal for us as a church, I'll tell you right now, is us just to love people more and more and more and more. And any of the pain I've gone through and the mess I've gone through in my life, I don't know how you feel about yours. I'd like for God, because I love Him, I'd like to take this stuff and let it work together for good. I'd like to see good things come out of it. And I don't think of anything better than people being loved, people being cared for. My perspective, because of pain, can help me care more about other people. That's a good thing, ain't it? Say,
I want that to happen in my life. I want Him to flow through me. So I've got to what? Here we go. We're done with the message, Raj. We did fine. Embracing and experiencing God's love. Let's see if this would be good for you for the new year. Here we go. See if this would be a good thing for you right here. See it. See it. Open your eyes to the love of God for 2013. Wouldn't you like to do that? Say, I want to see the love of God in my life. So that's number one. Number two, feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Open up your emotions to God this year. I want you to come in. I want you to change. How many would say, Pastor, God absolutely opened my emotions since I put my faith and trust in Him and I've started following Him? Can I see that? I'm just different. I'm just different. I didn't come out of my mama when I was a little baby going, "Hey, man!" and getting excited about the things of God. This is the work of God He's been doing in my life. Amen? Come on. I want to be changed for Him. Number three, pursue it. Pursue the love of God in 2013. Be on a quest. Open your heart to the love of God. Amen? Say, I'm going to do my part. God, I'm going to move closer to You. I'm going to be in My Word. I'm going to have prayer time. I'm going to be listening to You. I'm going to be looking up. I'm going to be looking for opportunities to praise You. You hearing me? Number four, we're done. Give it. Make that a commitment this year. 2013, I'm going to open up my treasures. Things I've been hoarding, things that I have. I'm going to seek this year for the love of God to flow through me, for me to give to people, for me to serve people, for me to love people for Jesus. Amen. Are you hearing me today? Okay. I beat this thing pretty hard today. And to know the love of Christ, that was my goal in this little series. God, would You teach fellowship and me how to love You and others? And can we learn how much You've loved us, to know the love of Christ. You tell me that passes all knowledge. Because I'd like us to be filled with the fullness of God. I want to be filled with the fullness of God. But God, You got to do it because we're crazy. Now unto Him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Every one of us can do this. Unto Him be glory in the church. I want God to be glorified at fellowship. Amen. That's my goal for us this year, 2013. God, we want to give You a lot of glory this year in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Hope you received God's Word today. If you did, just praise the Lord with me today. If you receive His Word today, amen. Praise the Lord. I received that. I received that in my heart today. Amen.